Hello and welcome to another episode of the Easeland Moments podcast. I'm your host, your online health and wellness coach, Ryan Kassam. And in this episode, it's me, it's you, and we're talking about good food versus bad food and how you or someone you know may demonize food based on whether it has more nutrients or less nutrients. So in this episode, we're going to define, hey, what does a healthy relationship with food look like? What does the definition of good food versus bad food really mean? I'm going to tell you, you know, why labeling foods as good or bad can affect your identity, your self-efficacy, you know, and the way you've gone about losing weight. I'm going to tell you how you can reframe your thoughts so that you can have a much better relationship with food, and what those things or what the results of those can lead to, and what I do specifically with my clients to help them have a better relationship with food and not look at foods as good or bad. So I really hope you enjoy the episode and I'll see you in there. Hello and welcome to another episode of These Little Moments podcast. I'm your host, your online health and wellness coach, Ryan Kassam. And in this episode, it's just you and me and all the people. That's a, is that a Lifehouse reference? It's a Lifehouse reference. Okay, that goes to show, you know, I did find my first strand of gray hair moments ago. So I think this, it's quite fitting to show my age now. Okay, going to be 32 in October this year. So we're getting there. We're getting seasoned. We're getting wiser. And we're going to talk about good food versus bad food. So pretty often you hear me talk about, you know, it's important to have a healthier relationship with food, right? And sometimes that's that line or those words get thrown around a lot. And it's really hard to sort of, sometimes really hard to say like, well, what the hell does that mean, right? So when we're talking about having a good relationship with food, what we're saying is you are able to eat all foods in moderation. You are able to not have foods really like take control of your life and take up a lot of mental real estate, right? I was on the phone with a client yesterday, and one of her issues was that, you know, the whole process of weight loss and food and tracking and all these things that go into it takes up so much of her mental bandwidth, and it's exhausting, right? So when we're talking about creating a better relationship with food, that's part of an outcome, right? That's part of the result of being able to have food in moderation, have it be effective towards your goals, and then having it be able to allow you to have sustainable results and sustainable nutrition for the rest of your life. So that's what we mean when we're saying like, this is what the result is for having a good relationship with food and why a lot of people struggle with it, right? And people can struggle with having a relationship with food because they're born in like a diet culture, or, you know, at some point in life, they associated weight loss as an extreme or aggressiveness, you know, maybe like insecurities, right? A lot of people try to lose weight through insecurities, and they attempt, you know, methods that are extreme because of their insecurities, and they never really sort out, you know, why they're doing it in the first place, right? And they always go from diet to diet to diet because they assume that's what's going to make them happy, right? So all this to say, having a healthy relationship with food is the goal, and being able to, you know, look at food and not say good or bad is important. And one of the, I would say, a main pillar for having a good relationship with food. So how do we define good food versus bad food, right? And I think it's pretty easy to define, right? Because you've probably said it yourself many, many times, right? You've probably said the words clean food or clean eating, right? Or you said the words like healthy food only, right? Or junk food or cheat meals or cheat days, right? And what happens is when we're talking about good food versus bad food, what happens is it's more than just saying, hey, these chips are bad, right? They're bad for you, right? Or, you know, this salad is good for you, right? Because it's got a lot of nutrients. It's more than that. Because when we're talking about good food versus bad food, what really the issue is, right? Because if you were able to just differentiate these foods as like, hey, this is good, this is bad, but I'm eating them anyways, then that's different. That's very surface level, right? It doesn't affect you. But what really happens for a lot of people is because they label these foods as good or they label them as bad, what's happening is anytime you eat a salad, you label yourself as like a good person, a saint, you're on track with your diet, right? And then anytime you eat a food that's bad, you label yourself as a bad person. You tell yourself you failed, or you can't do this, or that this is sabotaging your results, or that you can't have these foods because they ruin your diet or anything like that. Like, that's what we mean when we're saying good food versus bad food, because we are letting these preconceived labels that society has labeled as good food or bad food, you're letting these things cement your identity, right? As a good person or a bad person, or you failed or you're on track because you ate a fucking salad or you had a cookie, right? And when we say that out loud, it's like, okay, well, that makes complete sense, because I'm not a piece of shit because I had a cookie. And tell you what, I'm not a fucking saint because I ate a salad today, right? These foods, what we do need to say is like, yes, of course, like nutrient dense foods are going to make your body feel good, right? And then they're good for you and they're chock full of nutrients. And that's what our body needs to function. That's what our body needs for functional health, for good digestive systems, for longevity and quality of life, right? Like, nobody's arguing that, right? We know, like, we should be eating a fucking salad or having high fiber meals, or, you know, making our plate look like the rainbow, having fruits, vegetables, all that. Like, we know that, right? Like, we know that. The issue is that when we say these things that are good or bad, like we said, it affects your identity. It's affecting your identity because now you perceive yourself as a bad person, or that person who can't do it, or because you ate that food, now you're going to give the rest of your day an excuse to eat the rest of your day like shit, or to, because you did a bad thing, right? Like, you're almost punishing yourself. Does that make sense? You are punishing yourself because you had fries. And this is the interesting part, right? If you have children or you've been a child of diet culture, then you could probably relate to this, because you understand, whether you grew up in it or you've, you know, trying to set a good example for your kids, that when food is really put under the microscope and somebody says junk food or says you can't have this, you can't have that, it creates this sense of scarcity. It creates a sense of urgency, or it creates a sense of emergency, right? When we have these foods. And you know, if you're a kid who grew up in that diet culture, then you probably are affected by this, right? Like, you're affected by good foods, bad foods. You probably saw your parents struggle with their diet, and maybe they still struggle with their diet. You know, as a parent, you might be struggling because you want your kids to have that salad. You don't want them to overeat on the cookies because you're trying to help them create a balanced diet, right? So it all starts with how you view food, how you perceive food. And that's why we never want to label foods as good or bad. Right? It's okay to label foods as, hey, this is nutrient dense, right? Which just means, hey, it's fucking good for you because it's got a lot of nutrients, right? Or maybe you can label a food as less nutrient dense, right? Yeah, like the cookies, like, they don't have a lot of nutrients in it. We get that. But you know what? My mom may used to make me these cookies all the time, and they do bring me some level of comfort, which is totally okay. And I know that I can have this and still be on track, or I know that the world will not crumble because I had a cookie. Right? So this is how we want to sort of begin to reframe our thoughts around food and get to a place where we're not looking at foods as good or bad, but we're looking at foods as just food, right? At the end of the day, food is energy. At the end of the day, food is culture. At the end of the day, food is comfort, right? That's what food is. Food can have a lot of meaning, but there should not be any point where food makes you feel like you're a piece of shit, or food gives you like this glowing uppity feeling because you had it, right? Like, food should just be food, and your choices should not be, you know, backed because you're afraid to eat this food, or you think this food will make you, you know, gain weight or anything like that. So again, we need to reframe our thoughts around good versus bad food and just say more nutrient dense, less nutrient dense. Food is food. This is how we begin to start labeling, or basically take the labels away from food. Now, something I have my clients do. So if you're someone who struggles with labeling foods as good or bad, one thing I like to have my clients do is you literally will choose one food a day that you have perceived as quote unquote bad, right? So let's take Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, for example, a delicious treat one of my favorite candies, especially around Halloween time, right? And what I would have my client do is I say, you are going to have one Reese's peanut butter cup per day. The rules are, or the bright lines are, that you will stay within your calorie intake, you will have this food once a day, and you will work on hitting the rest of your nutrient goals, right? So your protein and your fiber. And you're going to have this food for the next 30 days. And the reason I have my clients do this is because what's going to happen, especially if their goal is weight loss, they're going to realize, hey, I can still lose weight while eating foods I still enjoy that might not be as nutrient dense. And what we're doing through this process is we're creating a more sustainable approach to weight loss. We are creating a more open mind when it comes to weight loss. And we're getting rid of the notion that there's good foods and bad foods and that you can have everything in moderation and the world will be just fine. So if you're somebody who struggles with labeling foods as good or bad, then again, the things I want you to do is start reframing how you're viewing your food, right? And start taking stock of how you speak out loud about it or how you think about it. Because words are powerful. Thoughts are powerful. You know, our thoughts can stay with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's been people that I've coached who've had these foods. And because they've had, when I beat these foods, I mean like the quote unquote bad foods, they've let that dictate the rest of their week, or that's why they've been off track for a month or anything like that, because they thought that they messed up because they had a Reese's peanut butter cup or they went through some cookies or anything like that. So one, you're not messing up. Two, reframe your thoughts around food. Nutrient dense, less nutrient dense. Food is food. And then challenge yourself. Literally for the next 30 days, challenge yourself to have something you've perceived as good or bad. Stay within your calorie intake. Have that food once a day, and you will be pleasantly surprised how life becomes very normal, how these foods really lose a lot of their power, and you are able to enjoy them more in moderation without feeling like you're a piece of shit or a saint. So that's the episode. It's a quick one, okay? But I hope this helps. And again, if you enjoyed this episode and you want to share it with a friend or you know somebody who struggles with this, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to this podcast, because that's going to help people find it. And please share this podcast with someone. I would really appreciate that. That would really make my day, honestly. So I love you super much. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out, guys. Thank you so much for listening to that episode of These Little Moments podcast. Again, if you enjoyed it, please leave a 5-star review wherever you are, wherever you're listening to these podcasts. I really appreciate it. And if you'd like help with repairing your relationship with food, if you'd like help with weight loss and make this shit seamless and simple and stop overthinking it, you can apply for coaching at bodybrian.com/coaching. I love you. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out, guys.